is it fair to say that Les Urbaines plays a role as a platform for creativity?
Yes, we are trying to do so. Artistic freedom, public for unknown projects, no disciplinary field, workshops, artists knowing each other internationally. We are really trying to make it happen.
Switzerland is often identified as being a very sleepy country culturally. What would you answer to that?
Yes, it's strange because Swiss themselves, they think that Switzerland is not so innovative in arts and culture. But it's not true. I mean, right now, Switzerland is one of the most innovative countries in terms of live arts, for example. And visual arts, Swiss visual arts, are also very well known in Europe. I think there is really a Swiss label, and this Swiss label is not what we think. This Swiss label is not about tradition, it's really about innovation and thinking differently, and that is very strong.
Now, these artists that you're presenting, they're not just from Switzerland, are they?
No, the programmation, the creation is international. We have, I don't know exactly, but something like one-third of the artists coming from Switzerland, and then the rest is international. It's very challenging to have new artists every year to present those very new, very fresh, exciting artists to a wide audience with really the best ambience. The ambience of the festival is very important. It's something very interesting with those kind of emerging practices and contemporary artists, is that these artists are using the vocabularies that everyone can understand.
Now, this festival is free. I'm going to play the devil's advocate. A lot of people think that if it's free, it cannot be good.
Well, for example, education is free, and we don't at all think it's bad because it's free. So I think it's exactly the same. I think Les Urbaines is a public service about high-quality art for everyone.